Hi, everybody. I'm Jody Pear, and I'm so excited to be here today in a new format. I mentioned it yesterday, if you follow along, and I had an epiphany about creating a podcast. You know, that's not a new concept. I mean, I think everybody has a podcast now, but I have been working on this video series for just over a year. And anyway, I think I am ready now to offer it in podcast form also. So I'm still working through those details and trying to put it together. But my intention is to share inspiration with you, things that I am reading, pictures that I see, and my perspectives on these things. And so that's what I want to do going forward. So to start things off, I have to start with this book by my mentor, Kirsten Steno. She is the founder of House Coaching, and I am a certified house coach. So this is the cover of her book. Here's the back. There's Kirsten. And, you know, Kirsten and I reached out to Kirsten after I saw a video of her talking about a tool that she uses called a Pathfinder Vision Board. And Kirsten lives in Denmark, and I contacted her after I saw this video, and we hit it off. And this just evolved into an amazing friendship and this journey that I had no idea where this was going. But I emailed her, she responded, we became friends, we connected, you know, on a personal and professional level. And she invited me to participate in a year-long study of her tools. She is an interior designer, and she had her own business for 20 years in Denmark. And she started creating these tools to help her approach interior design from an empathetic perspective and to start using some life coaching skills with her clients. And the work that she has done is just, it's so inspiring and it's so unique. It's groundbreaking. And so I studied with her along with six of us. There were six of us from around the world. We studied together for a year directly with Kirsten and learned all of her methods and her teachings and her, you know, she instilled in us her beliefs. And the intention was that each of us would do our own spin-off of, you know, whatever that meant in our own unique delivery of interior design services. But we all have this same foundational teaching, which is an empathetic approach to interior design with her tools. So since then, there is now a House Coaching Institute, which is an online platform, and Sissy Salamanca is the headmaster there, and she is a brilliant life coach and just an amazing person at pulling all of Kirsten's teachings together with a group of people who have created this amazing platform. And so they are, there is this movement that is happening in the world of interior design, and they are at the forefront of that movement and trying to bring this approach into interior design schools, because this empathetic approach is not taught currently in higher education for interior design. And it's just, it's remarkable what they're doing. And, you know, I'm just so happy to be a part of that. So anyway, you can visit thehousecoachinginstitute.com if you want more information on that. And they are training interior designers how to approach their work in a very different way with much, you know, more meaning for the interior designer and the client experience also. And then Kirsten is ever evolving. And currently she has, her latest website is Home by Steno, I believe. Home by Steno, S-T-E-N-O. And I will share that. I will have that in the show notes, and also at the top of the screen, you can see that reference. Anyway, here it is. So let's just move on. My first reading is today is from Kirsten's book. And I hope that it touches you and inspires you to create a home that you love to be in. Thanks. I'll see you next time.
Make Your Home a Soul Oasis, an inspirational self-help book using interior design and life coaching tools, limited edition for Beau Concept by Kirsten Stennell. To love yourself as you are is a miracle, and to seek yourself is to have found yourself for now, and now is all we have, and love is who we are. Anne Lamott. To love home as it is a miracle, and to seek home is to have found home for now, and now is all we have, and love is what home is. Kirsten Stennell. The power of home. It's all about love. I understood this a long time ago in my heart, but couldn't name it until I read this poem and replaced the concept of you with home. Therefore, if you make a choice to accept that wherever you live right now is home, and to accept that whoever you are in this moment is you, and love both, you find the pearls of love, peace, and harmony, something of a mantra in this book. You have indeed found a true miracle. Do you want to change your life situation? Begin by changing your home. Do you want to change your home situation? Begin by changing your attitudes. After decorating countless homes over the last 20 years, I now know this solution inevitably works both ways. This explains why we humans have for centuries changed our interior decor, bought cushions and paintings, and moved furniture around. People often rearrange furniture, plants, and paintings when they're restless and feel the need for change. The truth is, they really long to move forward or grow inwardly. I regularly experience those yearnings. How about you? Have you experienced the power of home? Wherever there is love, peace, and harmony within the four walls we inhabit, that home becomes a power station. Your batteries recharge when you enter your front door. You long for home when you've been away for too long. Your life and work life outside your home can be stimulating and rewarding, but often interacting with other people can be draining. Life inside your four walls with small children and a spouse can be draining too, but that's another story. I'll address this common issue later in the chapter entitled Boy, Girl, Plus Baby, where there is such a profound need to create a sanctuary at home. When a life crisis hits, a tired, confused, and heartbroken soul always longs for comfort and a safe place to hide. Home is the truest and best sense of the concept, means comfort and safety. What if for many years you used your home to display an image of success? You started a family, it grew, and then bam, suddenly nothing felt right or good anymore. Divorce, move, new job, new furniture, yeah, but stop. How are you defining what makes you feel happy, warm, and joyful? What are the life core values in your home? What are the life core values in your life? I have a hunch I know what they are because deep down inside, all humans yearn for the same things. I will share this with you in every chapter of this book. When you know your personal answers to these questions and the answers are reflected in your home, then your soul will settle and heal. Your life will change for the better. I guarantee it. If the place you live is not the place you love, and being there feels like an itchy woolen sweater or like being naked and transparent, then my dear reader, you are homesick at home. And existing without a lovely, peaceful, and soul-restoring home is exhausting and painful. I know how terrible that is and how hard it is to be alienated from your own soul. I've been there myself. Divorced, a single mom, poor, and living in an ugly, expensive, rented apartment. At that time, I was decorating homes for wealthy clients, trying to give them what I thought I couldn't give myself. I didn't realize I too could have the same feelings of love, peace, and harmony, even without having the right house or their income. I just needed to search within to discover what made me happy, what soothed my soul, and what comforted me. And then to surround myself with a few well-chosen pieces of furniture, accessories, and colors to continue to soothe myself every day. When you can, I hope that you take a moment to close your eyes and slowly breathe in and out. Ask yourself, what would make me feel more settled? How can I soothe myself? And then, how can I evoke these feelings in my home? If you like this recording, please share it with someone. And if you're looking for products that might help you create a more meaningful home, visit my online shop, essentialpairings.com. Thank you so much for being here.